जय श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग गंधर्विका गिरिधारी श्री श्री राधा बिहारी जीव की जय। हम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मद्भक्ति वेदांत शिलानंद स्वामी महाराज की जय। हम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की जय। अनंत कटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सर्वाभिष्ट गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। सर्व विघ्न विनाशन करें सिंहदेव की जय। भक्त प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। अनंत कटि वैष्णव बृंद की जय। गौर परमानंद देव हरि हरि बोल। द थीसिस फॉर PhD द टाइटल ऑफ द थीसिस श्री गुरु तत्व एंड श्री गुरु सेवा। द फर्स्ट पॉइंट तत्व श्री गुरु एंड गुरु सेवक। श्री कठोपनिषद स्टेटेड अबाउट भगवान एंड जीव, दैट मीन्स गुरु एंड गुरु सेवक विल कम। गुरु एंड गुरु सेवक विल इंक्लूड इन दिस। नित्यो नित्तानम चेतनश्चेतनानम, दैट मीन्स भगवान इज इटर्नल ऑफ ऑल इटर्नल बींग्स। नॉट ओनली दैट, श्री भक्ति ठाकुर हैज टोल्ड दैट भगवान हैज फुल कंट्रोल ओवर माया, हिज एक्सटर्नल पोटेंसी which creates illusion, for he is its supreme ruler. The jiva, on the other hand, may under certain circumstances be controlled by maya, for he is subject to its influence. Hence, these three principles, Bhagavan, the jiva and maya, are real, paramarthik satya and eternal. Of these three, Bhagavan is the supreme eternal principle and is the foundation of the other principles. The following statement of Kathopanishad confirm this. Again I am telling, Nitto Nittanam Chetano Chetananam. That means Bhagavan is eternal and all living beings are eternal. So, see, Guru and Guru Sevak also are eternal. Sri Guru and Guru Sevak both are eternal by nature. Like Krishna told to Arjuna in Gita, what he told in Gita, chapter 4, slok number 1, Sri Krishna told to Arjuna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Imam Vivasate Yogam Praktavanaham Abhayam Vivasan Manavi Praha Manuriksakakya Brabit. Sri Bhagavan said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga of the sun god to the sun god Vibhasan, who instructed it to Manu. Manu then instructed it to Ikshaku. After this you have to type Bhavanuvad. No need to write Bhavanuvad, keep one line gap, then typed Bhavanuvad, then keep one line gap, then Prakashika Vritti of Srila Gurudev, up to end of second paragraph, no need to type the third paragraph. After that, Arjun asked to Bhagavan, Achyuta, Achyuta, Aparam Bhavatu Janma, Parang Janma Vivas Sataha, Katham Etad Bijaniyang, Tamadu Praktavaniti. Arjun said to Krishna, O Krishna, your birth is recent, whereas Surya was born in ancient times. How am I to understand that you spoke this yoga to him in a previous age? After this, keep one line gap, then Bhavanuvad, no need to write Bhavanuvad, then one line gap, then Gurudev's Prakashika Vritti, even no need to write that Prakashika Vritti. Bhagavan told to Arjun again, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tava charjuna tannahang vidasarvani natang vittha parantapa. Sri Bhagavan said to Arjun, O Parantapa, chastiser of the enemy, you and I have experienced many births. I remember all of them, whereas you don't. After that one line gap, Bhavanuvad. Before this, after Nitto Nittanam, we have to first write that Gita 11, chapter, slok number 43. Pitasi lokasya characharasya tamasya pujyasya guru gariyan na tat samo astabhadhika kutu anno lokatraya pratibham aprabhava. The Sri Krishna is Jagadguru. It mentioned in slok of this Gita. And Krishna is Samasti Guru, means collective Guru or Vishaya Bhagavan. The meaning of this slok, O possessor of universal power, you are the father, the most worshipable, the Guru, and the most honored person in this entire world of moving and non-moving beings. No one in the three worlds is your equal, so you could possibly be greater than you. So who could possibly be greater than you? So here the Guru means Krishna is Jagat Guru, Samasti Guru means collective Guru, and Vishaya Bhagavan. And who is Guru? Guru is the bona fide Gurudev, is called Vyasti Guru, means different personal bona fide Guru or Ashraya Bhagavan. Who is Guru? See, about this, कलिजुग पावन अवतार श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्टेलिंग टू सनातन गोस्वामी ही इज टेलिंग अबाउट कृष्ण स्वरूप श्रीमन महाप्रभु एक्सप्लेन टू सनातन गोस्वामी स्वयं रूप तदेकात्म रूप आवेश तार नाम प्रथम ही तीन रूपे रहन भगवान चैतन्य चरितामृतम मध्यलीला पयार चैप्टर 20 पयार नंबर 165 अबाउट आवेश अवतार शिलो It explained in Laghu Bhagavatamritam about Avesh. Avesh means Gyanasakta Adikalla Yatar Visasto Janardana Ta Avesho Nigaddante Jiva Eva महत्तमः ए लिविंग एंटिटी हुई स्पेसिफिकली एम्पावर्ड बाय द लॉर्ड विथ नॉलेज और स्ट्रेंथ और भक्ति और नरिशमेंट एटसेट्रा इज टेक्निकली कॉल्ड आवेश रूप और आवेश अवतार स्टेटेड इन चैतन्य चरितामृतम अंतलीला चैप्टर 7:11 कृष्ण शक्ति बिना नहे तार प्रचारण अनलेस अंटल लिविंग एंटिटी नॉट एम्पावर्ड बाय कृष्ण नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर हिम टू प्रीच ऑल ओवर वर्ल्ड दिस इज एन एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ वर्ड आवेश रूप और आवेश अवतार सो Here, see Bhagavan empowered his knowledge in Chatushan, means Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They are Abhesh avatar of knowledge. Sri Pithu Maharaj, Bhagavan empowered him about nourishment. So Pithu Maharaj is Abhesh avatar of Palan Shakti. Bhagavan empowered Narad Rishi, power of bhakti. So Narad Rishi is Abhesh avatar of bhakti. In same way, a bona fide guru is line of Narad Rishi and preaching Sri Krishna's name, his beauty, his quality and pastimes over the world is also Abhesh avatar. और आवेश रूप भगवान सो बोनाफाइड गुरुपाद पद्म इज आवेश अवतार और आवेश रूप ऑफ भगवान Any bona fide guru, especially in the line of Narad Rishi, rendering so much service to bring Baddha Jeev towards Krishna and all over the world, never seeking his own happiness and comfort, undoubtedly he is Saktavesh avatar of bhakti. Without being empowered by Sri Krishna, none can propagate a Nam Sankirtan movement all over the world. So bona fide Gurudev is Saktabesh avatar. After this point, we have to type out the point from Gita chapter 401, which I told us before, will come after this. Srila Sanatana Goswami, being eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and same simultaneously is eternal associate of divine couple for the whole world. Sanatana Goswami asking some question to Mahaprabhu like a ignorant person. Likewise, Arjuna is eternal associate and eternal friend of Dwarakadhish Krishna, but like a ignorant person, Arjuna is asking question to Krishna, not for him, for the whole world. In the same way, Sanatana Goswami is asking some question to Mahaprabhu, that ke ami kena mori jare tapatray yaha nai jani mor koichaito hoy sadhya sadhan tattva kahato apan sa kahato apani. That ke ami, who am I? Why we suffer due of three fold of miseries? I don't know what is lead to my ultimate goal or ultimate good. Please explain by yourself. Then Mahaprabhu replied, Jiver Sarup hoy Nitya Krishner Nitya Das, Krishner Tatastha Shakti Bhedabhed Prakash. Chaitanya Charitamritam Madhya Lila chapter 28 prayer number 108. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be eternal servant of Krishna, because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur explain this verse as follows. Sri Sanatana Goswami asked to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? In answer, the Lord replied, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, you are a pure living entity. You are neither the gross material body nor the subtle body, composed of mind and intelligence, etc. Actually, you are a spirit soul, eternally part and parcel of Supreme Soul, Krishna. Therefore, you are his eternal servant. You belong to Krishna's marginal potency. There are two worlds, the spiritual world and the material world. And you are situated between the material world and spiritual potencies. You have a relationship with both the material and spiritual world. Therefore, you are called the marginal potency. You are related with Krishna as one and simultaneously different, because you are the spirit soul. You are one in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because you are a very minute particle of spirit soul, so you are different from the Supreme Soul. Therefore, your position is simultaneously one with and different from the Supreme Soul, means Supreme Personality Godhead. About this, again it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam Madhya Lila chapter 22, prayer, Bengali prayer 24 and 25. কৃষ্ণ নিত্য দাস জীব তাহা ভুলি গেল, এই দোষে মায়া তার গলায় বাঁধিল। দ্য লিভিং এন্টিটি ইজ বাউন্ড অ্যারাউন্ড দ্য নেক বাই দ্য চেন অফ মায়া বিকজ হি হ্যাজ ফরগটন দ্যাট হি ইজ ইটার্নালি এ সার্ভেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ। সো হাউ ইউ ক্যান গেট রিড অফ মায়া ছিল কবিরাজ গোস্বামী এক্সপ্লেনিং হিয়া প্যারা নাম্বার 25 সেম চ্যাপ্টার। তাতে কৃষ্ণ ভজে করে গুরুর সেবন, মায়াজাল ছুটে পায় কৃষ্ণের চরণ। ইফ দ্য কন্ডিশন সোল এনগেজ ইন দ্য সার্ভিস অফ দ্য লর্ড অ্যান্ড সাইমুলটেনাসলি ক্যারিস আউট দ্য অর্ডার্স অফ স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার অ্যান্ড সার্ভস হিম, হি ক্যান গেট রিড অফ দ্য ক্লাচেস অফ মায়া অ্যান্ড বিকাম এলিজেবল ফর শেল্টার অ্যাট কৃষ্ণস লোটাস ফিট। ইট ইস ফ্যাক্ট দ্যাট এভরি লিভিং এন্টিটি ইজ ইটার্নালি এ সার্ভেন্ট অফ কৃষ্ণ। দিস ইজ ফরগটন ডিউ টু ইনফ্লুয়েন্স অফ বহিরঙ্গা মায়া অর মহামায়া, হুইচ ইন্ডিউসেস ওয়ান টু বিলিভ ইন ম্যাটেরিয়াল হ্যাপিনেস। বিং ইলুশনড বাই মায়া মিন্স মহামায়া, ওয়ান থিঙ্কস দ্যাট ম্যাটেরিয়াল হ্যাপিনেস ইজ দ্য অনলি ডিজারেবল অবজেক্ট অফ লাইফ or the material happiness is our ultimate goal. This material consciousness is like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. As long as he is bound to the conception, he cannot get out of Maya's clutches. However, if by Krishna's mercy he gets in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, abides by his order and serves him, engaging other conditioned soul in the Lord's service, he then attains liberation and Lord Krishna's shelter. Which guru about this Srila Kaviraj Goswami is giving us one clear conception in his Chaitanya Charitamritam. Adi Lila, first chapter, Bengali prayer 45. Guru Krishna Rupan Shastir Pramane, Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Karan Bhakta Gane. According to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scriptures, the spiritual master is non-different from Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the form of spiritual master, delivered these devotees. The relationship of a disciple with his spiritual master is as good as his relationship with the Supreme Lord. A spiritual master always represents himself the humblest servitor of personality of Godhead. A disciple must look upon him as the manifested representation of Godhead. Here in this prayer, Guru Krishna Rupan Shastir Pramane is telling about Diksha Guru, initiated Guru, means by whom we get initiated and by whom I receive Diksha mantras. Kulai Goswami again explain something more. Same 1144. Yadyapi amar guru Chaitanyer das, tathapi jani ami tahar prakash. Although I know that my spiritual master is a servitor of Sri Chaitanya, I know him also as a plenary manifestation of Lord. Every living entity is essentially a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the spiritual master is also his servant. Still, the spiritual master is a direct manifestation of the Lord. With this conviction, a disciple can advance in Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master is non-different from Krishna because he is manifestation of Krishna. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram Prabhu himself, the first direct manifestation or expansion of Krishna, is the original spiritual master. Krishna manifests himself to teach his service the whole world, so he expands himself in form of Baladev Prabhu or form of Nityananda Prabhu. He helps Lord Krishna in his pastimes and he is servant of the Lord. Every living entity is eternally servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore, the spiritual master cannot be other than a servant of Lord Chaitanya. The spiritual master's eternal occupation is to expand the service of the Lord by training disciples in a service attitude. A spiritual master never poses as the Supreme Lord himself. He is considered a representative of the Lord. The revealed scriptures prohibit one's pretending to be God, but a bona fide spiritual master is most faithful and confidential servant of Lord and therefore deserve as much respect as Krishna, as Sri Krishna. Now, Srila Kaviraj Goswami are giving some idea about Siksha Guru. Chaitanya Charitamritam Adilila Chapter 1, Bengali Pair 47. Siksha Guru Gita Jani Krishner Sarup, Antrajami Bhakta Shrestha Ei Dui Rup. One should know the instructing spiritual master to the personality of Krishna. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the super soul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord. When by learning from the self-realized spiritual master, one actually engages himself in the service of Lord Vishnu, functional devotional services begins. First, we will take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master who is the Urup of Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami explained as before. He is Diksha Guru. After getting initiation, the procedures of these devotional services are known as abhidya, or action one is duty bound to perform. Our only shelter is the Supreme Lord, and one who teaches how to approach Krishna is the functioning from the personality of Godhead. Although for the sadhakas, the supremacy of Diksha Guru is there. Still, if Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru both are same platform, both are bona fide, then there is no difference between the shelter giving Supreme Lord and the initiating and the instructing spiritual masters. If one foolishly discriminates between them, means between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, they commits an offense in the discharge of devotional services. As for example, Srila Sanatana Goswami, who is the elder brother and guru of Srila Rupa Goswami, he is giving the whole world sambandha gyan. Sambandha means relationship between Jiva and Krishna. Who gave us sambandha gyan, relationship between Krishna and Jiva, he called Diksha Guru. So Sanatana Goswami is our Diksha Guru. Srila Rupa Goswami, younger brother of Sanatana Goswami, who is very near and dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet prior even to Srila Sanatana Goswami. He gave the process to us how to render devotional service to Supreme Lord. This process called Abhideya. So Rupa Goswami is giving us Abhideya Tattva Abhideya again. So Rupa Goswami is Shiksha Guru. So Srila Sanatana Goswami is giving us Sambandha again, the relation between relationship, establishing relation between Krishna and ourselves. And Rupa Goswami Pad giving us Abhideya Tattva, how to render service for Krishna. So if some ignorant person is someone knowingly, they discriminate between Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that one is superior, another is inferior, or one is superior to, if someone thinks that Sanatana Goswami is superior to Rupa Goswami and Rupa Goswami is inferior to Sanatana Goswami, or Rupa Goswami is superior to Sanatana Goswami and Sanatana Goswami inferior to Sanatana Goswami, this is very big offense. And if this somebody is keeping this idea in his mind, this idea leads him to hell without any fail. Even what to say about Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, by whom I initiated, other than him, all gurus are my Shiksha Guru, like Prem Purushottam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also Shiksha Guru, and Supreme Personality Godhead Brajendranandan and Samsundar also Shiksha Guru. Srila Billa Mangal Thakur, he told his Krishna Karanamritam, his first slok, Shiksha Guruscha Bhagavan Sikhipincha Muli. Billa Mangal Thakur is telling, who is my Shiksha Guru? Brajendranandan and Samsundar, who has peacock feather at the top of his head. So how we can think that my Diksha Guru are superior to Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Although it is true, undoubtedly true, that Diksha Guru pulled me out from this material world and gave me mantra, so prominence of Diksha Guru must be there, but it does not mean then we can think our Shiksha Guru is inferior. So no sadhak will keep this idea in his mind. If so, it's big offense and leads him to hell without any fail. Later on, we'll discuss about Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru more details in another point. There are four types of guru: Pat Pradarsak Guru, Chaitya Guru, Pat Pradarsak Guru, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Chaitya Guru is Bhagavan himself, who living in our heart, giving us inspiration, is Chaitya Guru. And Pat Pradarsak Guru, who is showing way that, oh, you want to be happy, you don't want distress, so please Come with me, I'll take you, a bona fide spiritual master. He is showing us who is bona fide guru. He is to take us to bona fide guru. He is showing in which you have to go. So it called path pradarshak guru or bartma pradarshak guru. Number 3, diksha guru. Initiating spiritual master who is giving us initiation, giving mantras, gayatri mantras, etc. After initiation, you have to serve Gurudev intimacy. Diksha guru has so many disciples, has not so much time to give for each and every disciple. So, to learn how to enter in bhakti, you have to go to a siksha guru who has very intimacy with your diksha guru and very qualified, and he has so much love and affection for you, and he has so much shraddha for you. You have so much shraddha for him. You have to go to him and learn how to render service. He called siksha guru. Now this point of guru tattva and guru sevak is complete here. Both are eternal by nature. Hare Krishna. Now we are coming in second point. What are the symptoms of a bona fide Gurudev? In Srimad Bhagavatam it's mentioned Tasmad Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasu Sri Uttamam Sabdei Paricha Nishnatam Brahman Upasamasrayam. This sloka from Bhagavatam 11th canto, 3rd chapter, slok number 21. Tasmad gurung prapaddita. For this reason, we have to approach ourselves to bona fide Gurudev. Why? Srila Sukhdev Goswami used here the word tasmat, mean for this reason. So what is the reason? All living entity, all living beings want to get eternally happiness. Especially human beings always seeking for happiness, not for distress. So conditioned soul, they don't know what is their ultimate good. So for happiness, so permanent happiness, the condition always engage themselves with opposite sex to get permanent happiness. They are earning wealth as much as possible by their ability. They don't know wealth is perpetual origin of distress. It is very hard to earn, keep it in shape difficult. If somehow it get lost or robbed, extremely hard to survive from this distress. The oil cannot give any one permanent happiness. If you want or not, you are bound to be influenced by threefold miseries. So how to get rid of these threefold miseries? And how we can get ultimate welfare. So when this kind of inquiry will come somebody's mind, then he will approach himself to a bona fide guru. So he will inquire, what is my ultimate welfare? Now inquiry may come in your mind. What is needed to, what is the symptoms of a bona fide guru? In this slok, Bhagavatam is replied as Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanupa Samasrayam. Sabde Parecha Nishnatam, that means a bona fide guru must be extremely expert all scriptures, all shastra. Shastra means it is mentioned in Skanda Puran. Sriman Madhvacharya has our Adiguru Madhvacharya make commentary about this slok. Rig Yajusam Atharvancha Bharatang Pancharatrakam Mulo Ramayanchaiva Shastramitta Vidhiyate Jachanukula Mitasya Tacha Shastram Prakirtitam Ato Anna Grantha Vistaro Noiva Shastram Kuvart Matat. Rik, Yaju, Sam, Atharva, their four Vedas, the Mahabharat, Mool Ramayan means composed by Valmiki Rishi, or Pancharatra means Narad Pancharatra composed by Narad Rishi. All are called Sat Shastra, bona fide scriptures. And other scriptures which is favorable to these scriptures like Vedas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, then all are Sat Shastra. Other than this, whose Shastra is not, the other book is not respecting previous Shastras, they are not scripture at all, they are Asat Shastra, means it not take you to, it not lead you to for your ultimate goal and lead you not to advance in Krishna consciousness. So bona fide guru, they must be qualified all the scriptures. If devotee and disciple has a doubt quoted from the scriptures, he can rule out the doubts. Sabde Parecha Nishnatam, I'll explain this later on. Now in coming Brahman Upasamastram, he must be detached from material world. This material always hankering for money. So bona fide Gurudev must not be attached for material thing. You detach from material thing, being in this world, not attached. Just like a lotus leaf being in, floating on the water, he not attached to the water. If you put any water, in a few seconds it will go down. He has not attachment with the water, although without water he will not live. Same way, although Gurudev is in this world, but he is not attached in this material world. He is detached from material world. These two, Sabde and Upasamasrayam, both are external symptom. What is internal symptom? Internal symptom of bona fide Gurudev is Parecha Nishnatam. Pare means he must be a realized soul who is being with us in this world, is simultaneously serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and divine couple. Now, inquiry may come in our mind. Being in this world, a bona fide Gurudev, how we can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Couple simultaneously? Yes, it is possible. Who is bona fide Guru? By his causeless mercy, any devotee and disciple can understand. In our Gayatri mantras, in Guru Gayatri is mentioned, Krishna Anandaya Dhimahi. I meditate upon Sri Gurudev, who is Krishna Ananda. Krishna Ananda is giving, Krishna Ananda means ear. According to Sanskrit grammar, Krishna, according to Sanskrit grammar of Sandhi section, Krishna Anandaya, Krishna plus Anandaya, Krishna Anandaya. Here Krishna means Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who giving us conscious about explaining about Krishna, how to serve him, what is relation between Krishna, what is our ultimate goal with Krishna, who is giving all this knowledge. He is Krishna, means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Krishna plus Anandaya means Krishna Anandaya, means who is giving pleasure to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second meaning, Krishna plus Anandaya. Here Krishna means Brajendranandan Shyamsundar, who is giving pleasure to Brajendranandan Shyamsundar, means Supreme Personal Godhead Sri Krishna. The third meaning, Krishna plus Anandaya, Krishna Anandaya. Here Krishna means Sri Vishwabhanandani Srimati Radhika, who is giving pleasure to Srimati Radhika. So, a bona fide Gurudev, being in this world among us, simultaneously he is serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Couple. Means he is engaging himself in the service of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Divine Couples, means Brajendranandan Shyamsundar and Vishwabhanandan Srimati Radhika. Again, question may arise on our mind, that soul is one, how we can serve in two places? For this it mentions, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in Chaitanya Charitamritam, especially in this Kali Yuga, when somebody got perfection, his body will be, his soul will be divided into two. One will go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, another will go to Divine Couple's pastime. So both places he can serve. Hare Krishna. Hello. Now another point is coming, if somebody is very expert in scriptures, is he a bona fide guru? Srimad Bhagavatam is telling 11th canto, 11th chapter, slok number 18. Sabda brahmani nishnato na nishnayat pare yadi samastasya samaphalo eya dhenu ivarakshatah. If somebody is extremely expert in Veda, etc., but he has not a realized soul, he has no idea about Bhagavan, so he is not a qualified guru. Just like you want to get milk and nourish a cow, the cow is barren, you never get cup and never milk. In the same way, someone is very extremely qualified in scriptures, but he has no idea about God. He has not realized soul is not a bona fide guru. Otherwise, only learned scholar will be guru. Not possible. The learned scholar can get Krishna. So only learned scholar is not qualified to be guru. Must be a realized soul. If he realized soul, then other quality will come automatically.
Break din. আধা ঘন্টার বেশি হয়ে গেছে।